Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. Registration is now open for a day-long workshop called Preserving Ash, Protecting Traditions. It's happening later this month. And as you'll hear, this is no sit indoors under fluorescent lights looking at slides kind of thing. So bring your boots.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ella McDonald. I'm a PhD student at UMaine. I'm studying forestry. And you might be somebody who has ash trees on your land or in your community that you really value. And you may have heard about the recent detections of the invasive emerald ash borer in Waldo, Penobscot, and Hancock counties. And if you're wondering about actions you can take to protect your trees in your town and local forests, we have just the event for you. So on Saturday, September 27th from 10 to 4, Great Pond Trust and UMaine's Ash Protection Collaboration Across Wabanakeag Lab, or APCOL Lab, are organizing an all-day event in Orland to discuss the cultural and ecological importance of ash trees and to walk through strategies such as EAB monitoring, treatments, ecological silviculture, seed collection, biocontrol, and searching for lingering ash. And this event will feature expert talks from Maine Forest Service, UMaine, and Wabanaki people speaking about recommended actions that you can take. And we're also going to be hosting Wabanaki basket makers to demonstrate the process of brown ash basket making with the audience. We're going to be providing light refreshments, but if you're planning to come and stay all day, it would be great if you could pack your own lunch and also bring your own chair. We're going to be outside doing this rain or shine. And we do have a tent, but we also will be doing some field trips. So if you're hoping to stay and look at some ash trees, bring some good boots. It could be wet down there, and ash trees typically grow in wet areas. Registration is free, but donations are encouraged to sponsor the basket makers' time coming to our event. And the event is co-hosted by Great Pond Trust, Native Gardens of Blue Hill, and APCOL Lab, as well as Down East Audubon, and it is a Maine Tree Farm annual hub gathering. You can learn more and register for free at greatpondtrust.org, or just come by on September 27th at 10 a.m. by driving to the Dead River Trailhead parking lot in Orland, and then keep driving down the road for about a half mile until you see our tent. We really hope to see you there, and thanks so much.
That was Ella McDonald, PhD forestry student at University of Maine. For more information and to register, go to greatpondtrust.org. Taking a quick look at what was in the news in Maine 90 years ago today, 1935, newspapers across the state carried front page AP reports of a Constitution Day address by former President Herbert Hoover, in which he issued a warning to the American people. Here are some excerpts. Quote, "Liberty never dies from direct attack. No one will dare rise tomorrow and say he is opposed to the Bill of Rights. Liberty dies from the encroachment and disregard of its safeguards. Its destruction can be no less potent from ignorance or desire to find shortcuts to jump over some immediate pressure. In our country, abdication of its responsibilities and powers by the Congress to the executive, the repudiation of the government of its obligations, the centralization of authority into the federal government at the expense of local government, the coercion or intimidation of citizens are the same sort of first sappings of safeguards of human rights that have taken place in other lands. Whether it be fascist Italy, Nazi Germany, communist Russia, or their lesser followers, the result is the same. Freedom of worship is denied. Freedom of speech is suppressed. The press is censored and distorted with propaganda. The right of criticism is denied. Men go to jail or the gallows for honest opinions. There's no right in one's savings or one's own home which the government need respect. Here is a form of servitude, of slavery, a slipping back towards the Middle Ages." End quote. Those excerpts from the AP account as carried in Maine's newspapers 90 years ago today, on September 17th, 1935. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.